Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
As the weather cools down just a little bit, it is marathon season again. The Boston Marathon, New York Marathon, Chicago Marathon, all of these things start to kind of rev up in October, early November, late September. And this is the time that you should be in full training mode. And we are going to find out the best tips for training for a marathon, whether it's your first or your 101st. Our guest today is Dr. Lewis Meharam. He is AKA the running doc, and he's one of the world's most extensively credentialed and well-known sports medicine and running health experts. Welcome to the show, Dr. Meharam. So, best tips for training for a marathon, go.
Well, the most important tip to realize is that when you're running now, during your training, every training run should be just like what you're going to do on race day. So you should be thinking about running your training runs at the same time that the race is going to be. If it's a morning race, that you should be getting up and doing your runs at that time of day. If it's an afternoon race, you should be doing that. So very important to make your training to mimic what you're going to do for race day.
And then even if you don't always have, well, even if you don't always have the time to run that early in the morning, you know you can do it on a Sunday or a Saturday morning. But, you know, what about training on the weekdays?
Well,
and how often should you be doing this?
During the weekdays, you want to do your shorter runs and prepare with your longer runs on the weekends. And those longer runs should absolutely mimic the timing that you're going to have for race day so that you can be prepared for that. And you should be prepared with your eating as well. You should be prepared with what you drink. If you're going to be doing a race that's anywhere longer than 90 minutes, water is out and Gatorade or sports drink that's going to be at the race is what you should be drinking so that you're ready for it, because you're not going to carry your own fluid. You're going to be drinking as they drink. So you want to make sure you only drink for thirst, but you want to be drinking the fluid that's going to be on the course that you're at.
So the fluid that's going to be on the course mostly is going to be water. They're not handing out little paper cups with Gatorade and such.
Who said that?
No, I'm asking you.
At races they are handing out cups of either Gatorade or a sports drink. Every race that I know that is a half marathon or more has a sports drink sponsor. And therefore, at the fluid stops, they're going to have cups of water or Gatorade. Now, if you're going to be completing it in more than 90 minutes, the added electrolytes and the sugar in the Gatorade or the sports drink is totally beneficial to you performing better. So you should be used to doing that so your body is used to drinking that fluid during your training run.
Okay, so use what you're going to need during the actual event while you're training so that your body is adapting. So that's a little bit of a good nutrition tip. And training at the same time that your event's going to take place, give us more.
And do rely on your thirst mechanism. There's an old wives' tale that says that that thirst is the last to go. Well, new research has shown that thirst is the best indicator of dehydration and signs of dehydration. So if you can just realize that these races that you're going to go do have water stops almost at every mile or fluid stops with Gatorade at almost every mile, and they don't mean for you to stop at every mile and have a cup. So what they are doing is trying to make this a boutique experience for you, and that when you are thirsty, you're ready to drink. But if you stop at every single stop and drink a cup of Gatorade or a sports drink or even water, you're going to end up being so over-fluid that you're going to end up lowering your serum sodium, that's the salt in your blood, to the point that it becomes dangerous. So you only want to drink when you're thirsty.
So training for the long run and getting ready for training for actual event day, when do you run the full amount? Do you run the full amount, the 26 miles? Do you run, you know, when is it you do that, and when do you sort of stop, whether it's the week before, and not run that far?
Well, a week before is definitely you're going to be slowing down and cutting down the mileage and increasing your carbohydrate load to 65% of what you're eating during that week. But when you should do your long run all depends upon how many marathons you've done. It depends upon what your level of training is, and that's why you need a good coach to advise you as to when your long training run should be. And to give a blanket statement would be unfair to your listeners at this point, because if you're running your first race and you're going to run a six-hour marathon is what your plan is, that's going to be a different time for your long run than someone that has run four-hour marathons before and is trying to do a three-and-a-half-hour marathon.
Okay, so how many times, and this is just blanket statements we're talking about here, but how many times do you want them doing that long run, the full-on?
Well, again, it depends upon their level of training, and that's why I always defer to the coach for that. Back when I was training, I trained with Bill Parcells and the Giants. We were doing my fellowship. And once Bill Parcells told me that you as a sports doctor better never coach my players or I'll kill you. And, you know, Bill was a pretty strong coach. And I've always kept that in mind, that as a physician, my job is to get people better and ready for the coach in order for them to train them. And when patients ask me, when should I do my sprints? When should I do my long run? How should I do my hills? I always refer them back to a coach.
Okay. When people are training, you know, they do their long run based on their coach, or if they don't have a coach, you know. But just in general, how soon should they have been training for a marathon? Let's say it's their first one. Do you like them to start 12 weeks in advance? Should they have started earlier than that?
Earlier. For a first-time marathon, I usually suggest at least a six-month beginning running program. Even if they don't have their own personal coach, to go online to the races. For example, the New York City Marathon has a lovely training program online that's free, that they can go to the NYRR.org and get a training program for running a marathon and start slow and build up. The people that try to do it for the first time in 12 weeks end up having a hard time because they get injured as they increase their mileage too fast for what their body can do. So we want to try to prevent injury, and by that, we don't want to be running a marathon the first day out or running a marathon too soon when your body's not ready for it.
So we only have a minute and a half or so left. Race day nutrition and the night before. You mentioned your carbo loading about a week before at 65%. What do you do the night before and the morning of?
Well, the night before, remember that it's not your last meal. Don't go to one of these carbo, you know, loading buffets and load up your plate like as if it's your last meal, because whatever you put in, you're going to want to let go of on race day. So that's one key point. Just eat about 65% carbohydrate during the week, and you don't have to really load up. And then on the day of, you want to keep with what you've been doing in training. A good morning of the race meal is what I call the Elvis bagel. It's a bagel with peanut butter and banana, because that gives you carbohydrate, sugar, and also some protein for repair afterwards.
20 seconds, running doc, your best tips for training for a marathon this season.
My best tip is to make every training run like your final race, and make the race not your final exam, but a celebration of your training.
Oh, great tip. You know, a celebration of your training, doing your best, your own personal best, and feeling really good about it. So that's great advice. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on the award-winning Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.